Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Strauss is our guest. He's the author of the Small Business Bible. We're talking about the self-employed. We're differentiating, folks. And when we say self-employed, we're talking about people who are a party of one. As my friend Rich Galen says, the charmed quirks of the marketplace. And we're talking about the folks who work from home, probably, who have who if they have an employee, it's a part-time virtual somebody, or they probably maybe have no particular plan to get bigger. Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it is a work in your business, work on your business kind of situation most of the time, and the idea of scaling your business up when you're at that level is the challenge.
And many of them, right? Many of them are doing this because they couldn't find a job and they hired themselves to do a skill, a discipline that they knew, and they went out and tried to see if they could create a market for themselves. And the reason they've been able to do this, Steve, is because over the last 20 to 25, 30 years, larger companies have been outsourcing a lot of the work that they used to do in-house. That's one of the reasons that you and I have been able to do some work for bigger businesses. And so because of that, that's the reason why small business has flourished in America in the last 20, 30 years, because big companies are outsourcing it, and sometimes they'll outsource it to an individual.
I think that's accurate. And I think the other thing is technology has made it such that it's so much easier now to start and run and grow your own business, even if it's a one-person business. So maybe 30 years ago, someone would have a very hard time doing it and looking professional.
So what are some of the challenges that a business like that has over a business that has has a little bit more of a critical mass? One challenge I'm going to throw out is getting access to capital.
Now, why do you say you'll have a better access to capital if you have a little bit bigger enterprise?
Well, because a bank will loan if you've got $500,000, $1 million in revenue, you got 2 or 3 employees, you've got some contracts that are coming in, you got some a stream of income, and a bank will be more likely to make a loan to you than if you're just a home-based business. That's working for hire kind of thing. That's an access to capital issue, and I know that for a fact because I've had that experience and I've seen it many times.
Well, I think that's true, but the good news is there are so many ways to find money these days when you run a business.
Right.
So bank loans are there. You know, I've been doing some work with Bank of America. I know they're in the process of hiring 1,000 small business bankers, and they're trying to get money out there. Right. That's definitely true.
Well, they're going to do that, but there's still going to be a difference between a one-person shop and somebody who's got a storefront. What are some other examples besides that one?
They could go out and do some crowdfunding or things like that. Other differences are, one, having another pair of hands around just to help you get some work done. So there's a limit as to how much you can do when you run the store by yourself. You know, there's a boredom loneliness factor that we mentioned originally because you end up working by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the issue of skills. So when you have other people who you work with, they bring, hopefully other things to the table that allow you to be bigger than you are. There's a synergy to all your working together. When you do it by yourself, it's much more difficult, I think. And I'm sure you probably agree to what you know and what you don't know is, what you don't know. So that's the problem, and it's harder to grow. So the idea of this site, again, is to help those people get the skills, get the help, get the ideas that they want.
One of the things that I would encourage the sole proprietor to do is to make sure that several times a week, at least two, if not more, times a week, get out of your cave and go out and you know, go somewhere, meet somebody, attend a networking, join a networking organization of some kind, join your local chamber, and get out and meet people. Because if you're, from experience, Steve, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're an independent contractor, you said it a minute ago, that loneliness thing can really creep in on you, can it?
But it's not just, you know, it's not just home-based businesses that we're talking about. If you think about it, like,
I agree.
Any counselor,
same
or psychologist is a self-employed,
yep,
person, or
yep,
photographer, writers,
attorneys,
artists,
accountants, insurance agents, exactly.
Graphic designers, real estate agents, mm-hmm, they're all self-employed. So it's not just people who work at home. It is really a lot of carpenters and plumbers and locksmiths, you know. Lots of different professionals end up just forming their business that way. So, you know, how do you do it? Are they, do they even, it's something as simple as, do you incorporate? Do you know you need to incorporate, even if you are you know, a limo driver who's,
right,
self-employed?
Right, exactly. Give us the website again, please.
Yeah, it is theselfemployed.com.
All right, and you can find a lot of resources there, folks. And your book, The Small Business Bible, is it coming out in a new version soon?
So the third version, the third edition, just came out about a month ago.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Uh-huh. And it's funny because my publisher, you know, we spoke last year, and they said, well, do you have anything new to say? The book's about 4 years old now. If you have something new to say, it sells well enough that we'd like to do a new version. I said,
yep,
well, actually, when I look at what I wrote in 2008, I mentioned one social media site.
Now
it was MySpace.
It's a lot different. I want to ask Steve about social media when we come back after these messages.
There we go.
Get his thoughts on that. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.